Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Womaniverse. Today is Sunday, May 2nd, and we are going to be talking about goddess etiquette today. By the way, this is your host, Seek Wisdom. I'm going to play, going to play a little something, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tanya K. Freeman, affectionately called Diva Mama Tanya, and I'd love for you to join me and my beloved on a retreat cruise to the Bahamas the weekend of October 29th and November 1st. Celebrate awakening the diva within. Enjoy life-changing seminars and belly dance rituals on Coco Cay Island. Invite your significant other to participate in embracing the sacred masculine. Then, join us again as we share our views on the beauty and the power of sacred intimacy. Contact Alicia at 877-227-5184 or visit wombshaman.com. That's WOMBSHAMAN.com. Relax, renew, refresh on this extraordinary journey.
Welcome back to the Black Womaniverse. This is Seek Wisdom. I want to say peace and blessings to everyone who is in the chat room, out there listening on Facebook or on blackwomaniverse.com. Y'all can come on over to blogtalkradio.com/blackwomaniverse and log in so you can chat with us in the chat room. Our call-in number is 646-716-7675. Peace, Sis Earth. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Today's topic, today's class, is goddess etiquette. Goddess etiquette. Man, a lot of things, I'm sorry, not man, but goddess. A lot of things have happened, period. I'm not even going to say this past week or this past year. A lot of things have happened, and when I'm sitting back looking at the relationships I have with other women and other women's relationships with other women, it's just a lot of things that go on within, you know, the sisterhood that we need to address, you know, how we relate to one another, how we respect one another, and how do we act when something is thrown in that relationship, like a man, you know, or a little bit of a messed up situation, so to speak. How do you handle those things with other sisters? So that's going to be the topic for today. And I really want to, you know, press upon the sisters to really use critical thinking when you're dealing with other sisters and when you're dealing with anyone, period. You know, critical thinking seems to be something that we don't practice a lot within, you know, our community when it comes to our community, period. But a lot of times the sisters don't practice critical thinking at all times. So I just wanted to throw that out there and mention that. That doesn't apply necessarily just to today's topic. It applies to everything. So let's see. Wow, Sister Earth, we covered a whole lot of things when we were having a personal conversation before we decided to do a show on goddess etiquette, right?
We did. Sometimes we need to just record these conversations and edit them.
I know, right? I'm going to see if I can embed a recorder in all the rooms in my house. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, don't do all
that. I don't need all that. But, I mean, I guess I'll just start it off with this situation. And I shouldn't even have to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. Every sister, no matter where you are, no matter what the situation is, when you come in contact with another sister, she deserves your respect right off the bat. Now, if something happens where during the course of you, you know, dealing with this sister, if she disrespects you or says something that you don't like, you can address it. And if she chooses to continue doing it, you don't have to deal with her. But you don't have to play tit for tat or, you know, go out of your way to disrespect her because she's been disrespectful to you. That's just my point of view. You know, I'm going to call a spade, and I, you know, have been known at times to call people out when they disrespect me. I say my piece, and I keep it going, but I'm not going to involve myself for the next 25 years trying to make sure that sister's life is a living hell. That's just too much. It's too much. So I did want to put that thing out there first.
Yeah, I literally just comment on that. And yeah, you're right, because, you know, at the end of the day, when you hold a grudge or whatever, you don't hurt anybody except yourself. Usually the other person
right.
just kind of, you know, moves on. Like, they're not even thinking about it. You don't want to sit there and think about it. But at the same time, there is a fine line between being, you know, letting stuff go and being a sucker. You don't want to be no sucker at the same time. Because not everybody who says they're a certain way is really for you. So you do have to
And that's why I said, when the situation happens, you address it when it happens. And if it's something that cannot be resolved, you don't have to deal with that particular sister. Now, okay, if this sister, if you have to see her or you have to deal with her because of business reasons or something, then if she comes across you and disrespects you, you let it be known to her, look, I'm not that one. We can deal with each other on business ends, but I ain't got nothing personal to say to you, so don't say nothing to me. You don't have to. It's a way to deal with situations where you don't have to be disrespectful.
Yeah, like your girl, Jill Scott said, queens shouldn't swing, if you know what I mean. But sometimes.
Yeah, you shouldn't swing. You shouldn't swing. Kidding. And I'm glad you brought that up. You shouldn't swing, but some situations, and I don't care if anybody out there get mad, understand that there are some situations. Y'all know, y'all done had a situation where you just told a sister, you know, look, you know, respect my space, respect my space, just respect me. And this sister went out of her way to disrespect you or whatever, whether it's because she doesn't know herself or whatever the issue may be, and you've had to, you know, show her some things. You done had to put some Vaseline on. I'm not advocating that, but at the same time, you know, some sisters don't know themselves, and all they do is, and it happens most of the time when a man is involved.
Most of the time, definitely.
But it also has to do with self-love.
It does. And one thing, I mean, this is kind of related and kind of not, though. But I think the reason why we're having this conversation, and I don't know how you feel about what I'm about to say, but I think my issue is this. You can expect certain behaviors from people who don't know no better. You know what I mean? You can understand that more so than people who claim they're conscious or claim they're a certain kind of way. You understand? And I think that's where my issue comes in with the goddess etiquette. Like, I, you know, not saying that I like it, but I understand when certain behaviors are exhibited from people who don't know any better. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Not saying I like it, but I understand that you just don't have knowledge yourself. But if you're going to sit there and claim to be a certain way or claim that you're doing this work in the community or whatever, that's when my disconnect comes in. Like, that's really what bothers me. you probably know who I'm making suggestions on, but it's more than one person. It's more than one person.
It is more than one person. It is, but I know exactly who you're speaking about right now.
Okay.
Whomever. And I think that's where the critical thinking comes in at, because I can only speak for myself. When I first meet somebody, I'm a very observant person. I have a radio show. I do this one, and then I co-host another one. That's my part of what I'm giving back to the community and just share some of the information to help me grow. But when I first meet somebody, I sit back and I observe at least for a few hours or the first day. I just observe. I'm not saying I don't speak and I don't have a conversation, but I'm not going to pour my heart out to you and I don't know you like that, because I have to observe and see if you're the person that you said you were. And the problem comes in when me, myself, and I, all three of them people, when I say to myself and myself say, no, I'm kidding. Actually, I'm not. But when something says, you know what, that sister right there not quite right, you may want to, you know, pull back a little bit, or that brother right there, don't fool with him like that. When I don't listen to myself, that's when it becomes a problem. And that's another thing, that's self-love and having respect for that inner voice. That's you talking to yourself. You listen. Listen to that intuitive thought that comes to you that says, don't mess with that right there. Because the thing happens when we ignore that, that's when we come into problems. I have Pastor Flowers on the line. Let me see if I can get Pastor Flowers' line open. How you doing, Mommy?
Hi, honey. How you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Peace and blessings, Earth, and everyone in the chat room.
Peace, Pastor Flowers. How are you?
I'm coming to school. I'm sitting down in my seat, teacher.
Now, I want to play a little something for y'all that's going to lead us into another part of this conversation. We got to keep bringing up Jill Scott. But see, we got to understand the importance of music and poetry and things of that nature, because this is how our people learn things. We put it with music and we put it with rhythms. That's how we learn things good, you know. So I don't know if the sisters heard this before, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and play this. Just listen very closely.
He took the holder off his shoulder, fire in his eyes, hands getting older. Quiet, quietly grown, excited. Dug him for his bank account, but really for his private. Damn about a mindset, really wasn't into that. Needed me some pleas and a joint looking real fat. Laid back with his foreplay. All that was needed me some of that. Started simple, sizing on my temple, pinching on the mountain peaks, is that a sister into? I responded, You like the sound? I like making it more. I felt for the rock and shore. Enough, you brought it close so I could really see. Up close, you slid between my sweaty with lust and sweat. Road Mount St. Scott till Chanel scent. This freaking was incredibly decadent. Flip side, stomach meat sheets. And he plows inside as if he's making beats. As if this year's harvest depended on it, bending on it. Back on my back, old fashioned as nude. Wear toenail polish on white walls. Documenting.
Anything about that song, I want to get what you two got from that song.
Well, I'm old. So, vibrationally, I didn't pick all the things. The one thing I did hear is, why did she feel so empty?
Mm-hmm.
And, but I didn't catch the rest.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't catch the rest.
Pretty much the song talks about her. Well, let me ask. Well,
ask Earth.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Earth, what did you get from the song before I get into what I got from it?
Well, okay. Me personally, this is what I got from it. It's like, I don't know. This might be left field. But what I get from it, it's like, it's kind of representative of how, you know, women do these things sexually. You know, we all like to have sex, you know. It's just what it is. But it's we're lacking something.
That's,
you know what I mean?
God.
There's a spiritual aspect to it that we're lacking. And so, you know, on one end, me personally, I think it's good that we're starting to come to the place where we're controlling our own sexuality. But the thing is, just like how you say men shouldn't teach us about ourselves, it's the same thing. You know, we get these images from other places, or we hear this from men or even women who don't have really knowledge of themselves as women. And we're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm screwing this dude and, you know, this is what it is, and I'm not really in love with him. I'm getting what I want. And so she's going through this whole thing, and you're feeling the song. It's all sexual. And then at the end, she's like, damn, why do I feel so empty? So that's what I got from it.
Yeah, that's exactly what the song is about. It's about her, oh, yeah, I put him to sleep. I did this. He did this to me. Oh, it was the bomb. And then afterwards, she's like, okay, so why am I so empty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's because we've accepted that just having sex is okay, and we can't get mad. We as sisters cannot get upset at a man for using us just for that if that's what we allow.
Yes.
You know, because at some point we have to look at responsibility. And accountability. You know, you can't get upset at a man for doing what you allow him to do to you.
Exactly. That's right.
So the sisters, now the song I intended to play, which I thought that was it was something different, but it was also about Jill Scott. But this song had, this was another song I was going to play later. I don't know what happened to the switchboard. I'm trying to see if the other song is here. But, I don't know if y'all ever heard this song by Jill Scott. I thought it was called Epiphany. But she's going to the store. She's like, you know, yeah, we just had, you know, some real, we just made real good love last night. And, you know, I'm getting up to go to the store, you know.
Make my man some eggs.
Yeah, make him some eggs and, you know, toast and all this stuff. So she gets in the store and she gets to the front counter and she's ringing herself up and she's like, That sister's cute, but she ain't as cute as me. And she's like, is this some type of woman's intuition, something, something? And then the sister that's ringing her up sniffs, and she keeps ringing her up, you know, juice $1.99, you know, eggs, you know, $1.49, and she sniffed. And so when she finished ringing her up, she looked at Jill and was like, Raheem, right? And it's like, how you cannot, in situations like that, you can't look at that sister and get mad at her and be about to whip her ass. Why are you mad at her?
I'm not saying, I mean, okay, boom, I'm not saying that you should whoop her butt because, again, whatever you got going on with Raheem, that's between
and
you and him. She ain't nobody, but wait, at the same time, though, what the hell is you sniffing me for? Like, you know, that's disrespectful in itself.
And that's what I was about to say. It's a respect issue, how we address, how we deal with things with other sisters. And it's on both ends. Jill kind of sort of got like, is something telling me something going on with this situation, you know, with this sister, but she ignored it. And then the one sister sniffing and go Raheem, right? It was a different way to address that situation. She could have easily pulled that sister aside and was like, you know, I got to talk to you. Can we exchange numbers or something? And did that later. She didn't have
right.
to address it like that. And
I would be thinking, like, golly, this must be a funky-ass bastard that you could just sniff me from across the counter and smell that funky man. Okay, go ahead. Funky
well, you
bastard.
Know, she did. She jumped up from making love, and she still had her man scent on her, you know, so that's what the girl was sniffing, you know. But when I listened to that song, I was like, wow. And in that situation, most sisters will be pissed off with that woman, not because of necessarily how she handled it, but the fact that she knew what her man smelled like.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, in most cases, it ain't even the fact that you, it's not even just the fact that you addressed me in public like Raheem, right? It was the fact that you knew my man's scent. So now I want to know why you know his scent. If you know his scent, I don't have to ask you how you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, it's just the way we handle things with each other. I want to talk about this situation that happened But I don't want to get into any names. So, Earth, can you help me tell this, speak about this saga right quick without getting into names, if possible?
No, I can't do that because I'm going to say who the fuck it is and what they're doing. I mean, let's not sugarcoat this. Like, you know, again, this goes back to what I said earlier. I hope that I'm telling the truth to myself and I'm not lying to myself. But I think, Sieg, that you know, for the most part, I accept people for who you are. Like, we're all imperfect. We all make mistakes. So that's not really a big deal. My big issue is, don't sit there and pretend like you're somebody else, and then when shit is the fan, you're a whole different person, or you change the rules when somebody calls you on your BS. I don't know, maybe Pastor Flowers can tell me if I'm right, but I don't think, me personally, I don't think being grown is, oh, you got a place or you got your own house. Being grown is when you can take ownership of your own bullshit. That's what I think it is. When somebody's like, you know what, that's your BS right there, and you say, you know what, that is. I did that. That's my own crap. That's being an adult.
Now, right, Carly,
that's what I agree with. That's exactly.
Okay, now I'm going to let you finish, but then I'm going to try to tell this a short version of what happened to me, y'all.
How do you have a short version without... You know.
Okay, I'm going to tell the whole thing. I'm going to go ahead. This is Goddess Etiquette Show, and sisters need to see a full-fledged example of this type of bullshit. So go ahead, finish what you were saying, Pastor Powers, before I get to this.
No, I was just agreeing with what Earth said, you know.
Yeah,
It takes more to being an adult and being a conscious person than physical things. We book everything and define ourselves based on physical, perishable things. When we are spiritual beings, you know, and we're going to be living forever. So what we're not doing is having the spiritual experience. We're living as though we're physical human beings, not understanding that we are spirit. So it's like we're doing everything backwards.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and explain the situation that happened to me. So I'm giving y'all this from the horse's mouth. This is what happened to me. I'm going to try my best to leave names out. If I accidentally say it, it probably wouldn't be an accident, but whatever. Okay, so I can't even tell you where I went to then. Okay, so this particular weekend, because if I tell you where I went, everybody that
yeah, don't say
you'll be able to figure out who it is, and I'm not even going to do that because I don't handle myself like that. So I'm not going to go there with it. But for a learning experience, y'all need to hear this. Okay, so this particular weekend, I was supposed to go on something like a spiritual retreat, like initiation.
Almost like
what
you had at your house.
Right, similar to what similar to the retreat I had in my house. Except it was a mixed crowd. It wasn't just, that part ain't even important. Okay, mm-hmm. So this a sister that was participating with it is a sister that, remember I told you have to listen to your intuition if you start to deal with somebody, but then your intuition like, I don't know about that. My intuition told me this about this particular sister. So I dealt with her, but I dealt with her on just a business aspect, and I dealt with her from a distance. I never really talked to her about any personal issues or nothing like that. Now, over the few months I had been dealing with her for business purposes, how can I tell this part without, okay.
You were dealing with her for business purposes, but you, at the same time you had a little bit of a bond going there, something, whatever. So,
well, I mean, it was supposed to be like a sisterhood type bond, like, you know, and the sister was a little bit older than me, and of course chronological age does not have anything to do with the person's maturity.
No.
And it does not speak to their so-called consciousness. And consciousness is just an awareness. So then I had to ask myself, well, what is she aware of with this type of action? But anyway, so she had shown different signs of being interested in this particular guy. This guy had been known to he has a woman, for one. Then, two, he's known to flirt with a whole lot of women. And she's witnessed him flirt with me on different occasions. So I knew he had a woman. He's all off in a different state. I'm here where I'm at in Richmond, Virginia. So first of all, in my mind, I'm like, what the hell can this brother do for me? So I'm not paying him no attention like that. Yeah, I flirt, you know, with him, this and that, but it was just a joke. In my head, it's just a joke because he has a woman and he's in another state. So, again, he can't do nothing for me. So we go down to the retreat all weekend. The energy kind of sort of won't right. I don't know how we ended up having to be roommates in the same room, but but the energy won't really cool. The energy I felt from her, I didn't care for too particularly, but I never said anything. I never addressed it. I just knew what I was dealing with. So we was at the retreat up in the mountains or whatever from Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday morning we left. And we were in my rental because I drove from Richmond, VA, down to where I was going. And so I get back to her house to drop her off. You know, I got family down in this particular area where the sister's from, so I was like, you know, I'm going to wait and see if, you know, I can get in contact with my family, you know, so I can determine whether I'm going to leave in a couple of hours or whether I'm going to leave late tonight or early tomorrow morning. And so I was like, you know, I went into the sister's house, asked her could I use her her bathroom to take a shower or whatever because, you know, had to get myself straight for the day. So she said, yeah, I went in her house, took a shower, got myself dressed. Now, I'm from out of town. So the only thing I can wear is the clothes I brought with me. This sister is in her own home, access to all her stuff. The only thing I brought with me is like some, I'm not telling you, Jado 8, where I'm going. Stop it. Stop it. I'm not telling you where I was. So
you were in Alaska. That's where you were.
Okay, so anyway. So I brought with me like some. What I was wearing the whole weekend was like yoga pants and T-shirts and stuff. And but when I put on clothes and like go out or do whatever, you know, I'm presentable. I like nice clothes, so that's just how I dress. So she saw me pulling my stuff out with my, you know, different handbags and things. You know, because I like to coordinate things. That's just how I am. So, you know, figuring out what I'm going to throw on. So I pull out my outfit, go take a shower, put my clothes on, and she's just looking at me different. And she's like, well, so-and-so wants us to go meet him later on at 10. I was like, well, shit, I don't know if I'm going to be here that late because it's like 2:33 p.m. at this time. And she's talking about, you know, he said he wanted to meet us around 10-something. So I was like, well, I don't know. You know, I'll let you know a little later, whatever. At this point, I had already, you know, got dressed when she mentioned that to me. So she's looking different, looking at what I have on, and she's like, I think I might have to go into my daughter's closet and see what I can pull out to wear. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute. I just immediately felt like it was this competition or competitive energy coming on. I'm like, what the hell is this all about? So in my head, peace to Caillou Boss. I see you in the chat room. Peace, sis. Peace to everybody out there. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, why do I feel like she's trying to compete with me all of a sudden now that she didn't say this brother wanted us to come see him later, you know, tonight? Because I had been doing business dealings with this brother as well, but I had never physically, you know, met him or been in his presence. So, and this is the same brother that flirts with everybody that got a woman that she has shown that she has some type of interest in before, but she know he flirts with everybody. So I was just like, you know what? We're going to go meet him. I'm going to keep it cordial. I'm not even going to joke with him like I normally do. It's just going to be straight business, and that's it. So we get ready to leave, and she like, well, you know, come drive with me. I was like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and drive my rental because, you know, my family still hasn't got back in town, and I don't know if I'm going to want to get a room and stay because wherever we're going, it's going closer to where I have to go to head back home. So it doesn't make sense for me to come all the way back to your house to get my rental car to drive home. I might as well, we can just drive in two separate cars. That way if I'm ready to get on the road, I can. Or if I decide to get a, you know, hotel down there where I'm at, I'll be, you know, closer toward going home. So she seemed a little frazzled or upset about that. You know, I just blew it off. We get down there. And mind you, her whole attitude changed as soon as we got out of the car, got down there to where the brother was. She walks in the building past him. She opens the door, walks in the building past him. I get ready to go in, and he holds the door open for me. And I walk by him, and I gave him a five, like, you know, a fist pound. Because, I mean, I really won't try to go there, and the energy was thick, yo. So I gave him a little fist pound, like, you know, what's up, like that. And I kept going past him. And he was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to give me no hug or nothing. I'm like, here this shit go. So I gave him a church hug, y'all. You know how you give a brother a hug and you stick your booty out so he can't put all his body on you and everything? I gave him a hug like that because I ain't want no issues. I already felt this sister felt like she had to compete with me, and this sister is 9 years older than me. Now let me pause right here. This is a sister that has said that she wants she said in several conversations prior to this situation that she was my elder, and that you know, her role was to show us younger women how to do things. And I'm looking like, wow, this sister is already upset about a man, and she's supposed to be my elder. I'm like, I know something told me not to deal with her like that, but nonetheless, I ain't saying anything. I'm just making mental notes in my head. So throughout the whole day, this guy is doing things intentionally to make her jealous of me because he can see that she's already trying to be competitive with me. Now, this is a grown-ass man, according to his chronological age, and again, you can't judge things based on chronology. This brother sits directly beside me and starts playing with my braids and telling this other sister, you know, you should get your hair done like this. And she's like, I don't want that shit in my hair. Moving her neck like she's 16 years old in high school. I'm like, what the fuck did I get myself into? So he's saying little things throughout the day or whatever. The brother I can't even get into that. He's saying different things throughout the whole time that we're down there. You know, he's at a place where he works. And so, you know, she's helping him do his job or what have you, and they was looking at me like I was going to help him. I'm like, look, I came down here to chill. I'm not here to work, so I was sitting talk to y'all, but I'm not picking up nothing to do nothing, so don't even look this way. You get paid for that. I'm not. So we ended up going upstairs in this building or whatever, and he's, you know, doing what his job is, and she's bending all – now, I forgot to describe to y'all what this sister had on. Now, this is after she saw saw me get dressed. She goes and put on a real low-cut shirt, real tight jeans, and some high heels. We're going to see a brother that she lives in the same city with and that she's met and dealt with on several different occasions. Why does she feel the need to dress up? That was my first question. The second thing is, this nigga is childish as shit. Because he keeps on trying to, he senses there's some tension there, and he's just making it even worse by, you know, playing with my hair and saying different things about me to her or whatever. So she's helping him cleaning up. She's bending over, like, all in his face trying to help him grab stuff. And I'm looking at this shit like, oh, my gosh. This type of stuff I saw when I was in, what, high school or middle school? At the time, I was, what, 27, I was almost 28. So I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, so I'm on the phone talking to another sister trying to, like, keep my mind off of this bullshit I'm looking at. So she comes, he calls her from wherever to wherever he was. She comes back. She was like, you know, brother so-and-so. Now, this is a sister that calls herself conscious, y'all. So so she comes back and said, brother so-and-so, once, you know, his tooth is aching, let's run to the store and get him some Advil or whatever. I was like, I'm fine, I'm chilling, because I was, like, in a glass conference room where I could see and hear everything, but I was sitting down talking on the cell phone. So I'm like, well, you know, you go ahead, go to the store. I'm sitting here chilling talking or whatever. She's like, go ahead, come on, Steve, come with me to the store. I'm like, no, I don't want to go. I'm chilling. So I start talking back on the phone again. I hear her in the background, because I just wanted to turn my back to her, you know, to keep her from asking me to go to the store with her. She's like, see, come on, let's go to the store. I'm like, look, I done told you I'm not going to the store, blah, blah, blah. So I'm in the back of my head like, this sister does not want to leave me in this damn building with this man by herself. What the hell she think I'm going to do? So eventually, both of them go downstairs on the elevator. I wait like 10 minutes, and the store is right around the corner. So I'm thinking 10 minutes, she done went to the store and came back already. I go downstairs on the elevator, both of them standing next to the elevator talking. I'm still on the cell phone. So I looked at the brother. I was like, I look at the brother, and Okay, I see somebody with their hand up. Just hold on 1 second. I want to finish getting this story out before I open up any other line. So I look at the brother. I was like, brother, you're too feeling better. He was like, man, I guess it was them fumes from the stuff I had to use to, clean the floor or whatever. I'm like, sorry about that. Hope you get something. So I walk past the both of them, still talking on the phone. I go outside to my car because at this point I need some air because obviously she still didn't go to the store yet. So I'm outside talking on the phone, sitting in my car, just trying to do things to keep myself cool and calm because regardless of what happens, I'm not going to lose my cool in this situation because, whatever. So my cell phone beeps, and I click over. It's her. She was like, Seek, where you at? I'm like, I'm outside. Well, why you just walk off storming like you mad or something? I was like, what are you talking about? Now, this is exactly how the sister's talking to me. Why you walking out like you mad or something, stomping all out like you mad? I'm like, what are you talking about? Now, I'm calm. She's in the phone yelling, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But you just going to leave and won't go say bye to nobody? I was like, I'm outside. Well, where you at outside? I was like, I'm sitting in my car. Well, I'm coming. And she just hang up the phone. I'm like, so I'm talking to the sister. I'm like, yo, I don't even know if I want to, stand around. At this point, I got kind of tired. I was like, maybe I should go ahead and get me a hotel room, or maybe I should just go ahead and get on the road and go back home. So she comes out to the car. The other sister comes out to the car and was like, well, you won't go and say nothing to nobody? I was like, look, I done already told you I was just out here. I'm trying to figure out whether I'm going to go get me a hotel room so I can have somewhere to sleep for a couple of hours before I get on the road, or whether I'm going to go ahead and drive home. Well, you was just going to leave or get a hotel room, won't go tell nobody, buy nothing? I'm like, look, I'm a grown-ass woman. If I need that, well, you might get lost or something. I was like, if I need directions from you, I have a cell phone and so do you, I can call you. But I kind of remember how to get to the highway, and I think I know where the hotel is, so I'm fine. But just go with me to the store right quick to get him some. I'm like, look, I'm not going to the store with you. So I just leave the situation alone. I get in the car. So both of us get in the car. Her car is in front of mine. She's trying to go to the store, and I still haven't made a decision as to where I'm going. So this sister's sitting there in the car and won't move. Now, I can start my car and go around her. But I'm like, I'm sitting here in the car, and I'm like, yo, if she don't pull off till I pull off, she got some real serious, deep-seated self-hatred or emotional, and she got some issues with her self-confidence and some other shit. If she is letting a man dictate to her, just the whole situation just didn't feel right. And I'm like, if this sister don't pull off before I do, this is just bananas. This is crazy. So I sat there for a minute. I started my car. The sister didn't move. I was like, yo, if she pull off when I pull off. So I pulled my car off, and she pulled off. I was like, oh, shit. She really do not want me in this building with this man by myself. I'm like, what the hell? I don't want him. What the hell? So I leave. I called a brother, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell y'all got going on or if something is going on, but you on some bullshit. And so is she. I don't like the fact that you put me in the middle of this situation and you need to stop. Either she got some jealousy issues or y'all got something going on. It's none of my business, but don't put me in the middle of it. And I was like, I'll holler at y'all later if I come back or whatever. And no, it's not her man. This man has a woman that he lives with. This is not her man. So I go, I kind of sort of thought that the hotel was off, somewhere else. I ended up having to go in a different direction. That's neither here nor there. So I get the hotel room. I put my stuff in the hotel room. I come back because they said they wanted to go to Waffle House, this and that. So I'm like, maybe that I done gave it a little time and space. It's been 20, 30 minutes. They, whatever, whatever. So maybe the situation will cool down so we can talk about business or whatever. So I go back. I come back, and something tells me to call her before I walk up to the building. Now, the whole time we've been there, the door been unlocked. I done walked in and out this building at will, for the previous hour and a half or two. So something tells me to call her. So I call her. I was like, I'm downstairs. She's like, all right, I'm coming. I'm like, why has she got to come downstairs? So I'm thinking to myself, did this chick lock this door? So I walk to the door, and the door is locked. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm thinking to myself, why the hell is she going through all these things over a guy that's not even hers and a guy I'm not even interested in? And she could clearly see that this man is creating – He's feeding off of the fact that in his head two women are fighting over him, even though I haven't said anything, much less even looked at this man. So she comes down and opens the door, And as she opened the door, she was like, "Do you call brother so-and-so and tell him that his second wife crazy referring to me, this and that? You know, why would you say something like that?" I was like, first of all, I'm a grown woman. If I decide to call somebody or say something first, I'm going to stay it on my square. Yes, I said it. Secondly, again, I'm a grown woman, so you can't tell me what to say about whom. Then me and the sister on the elevator having this conversation. She not once said anything else once I told her, look, yes, I said it, and you ain't going to tell me what I can and can't say. This is the same sister that says she's supposed to be my elder, and she's supposed to teach other, you know, I'm going to teach y'all young women how to blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we go back upstairs. I'm sitting back in the conference room chilling, just kicking back. Eventually, about 30 minutes later, we all end up back downstairs, and they're cleaning a different part of this building or whatever. So they're in the children's playroom, and that is glass enclosed. So this sister is looking at me trying to find something wrong with me so that she can try to gain favor in his eyes when it comes to me, because she see him keep looking at me and touching me and doing stuff. Now, I'm not responding back to him in that way, but this is what this sister is seeing him do, and she's interested in him. Okay, so they're in this little playroom. It's glass area, and they're cleaning the area up. And I'm sitting down chilling or whatever, and I see both of their mouths start moving behind the glass. I can't hear what they're saying, but their mouth is moving. Then I'm going to pause for a minute. And Sister Earth, well, I don't even necessarily have to have nobody else vouch for me, but if you feel like you got to make a comment, sis, go ahead. But I would say this. I'm not a size 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. I'm not sloppy with mine. I'm a thick woman. I'm not fat. I'm sexy. So I'm cool with mine. I hold mine like that. I don't have any self-confident issues. You know, if I want to lose weight, it's very easy for me to lose weight. If I want to do something to enhance myself or change my hairstyle, whatever, I can do so. But I'm not going to do so because of what somebody else thinks about me. The only thing that matters to me is what I think about myself and how I feel about myself. Okay? So I'm saying this to prove, to just throw this out there. So anyway, I see their mouths moving behind the glass doors. So then the brother swings the door open and was like, "Sister so-and-so said you can use some exercise, blah, blah, blah." Now, I'm assuming she's saying because I said I won't help them, and I guess if I help them clean up, that's supposed to be some form of exercise. But she's using this to get a cheap shot at me in front of his face. Again, peace to everybody in the chat room. If y'all missed the beginning of the show, you want to go back and archive so y'all can hear this whole, because I'm telling a story right now, or a situation I went through. So instead of me responding to her with a whole bunch of explicatives and cussing her out, because in the back of my head is what I really wanted to do, I ain't handled it like that. I was just like, if you're going to judge whether I get exercise or not based on how clean my surroundings are, I would like you to know that my home is immaculate. And that's all I said. And I turned around, walked away, and I ain't say nothing else. So we get ready to go to Waffle House a little later. The brother sits next to me, but it's a chair in the middle of us, and we're talking. Now, the whole time we're talking, I never looked at him. I just conversed with him, but I wouldn't look at him. So she picks up something and comes and sits in between us. I'm like, what in the hell? So, you know, that was her way of trying to get in between me and him again. I'm not interested in this brother like that, but she thinks I am, or what have you. So this brother in front of her, now, this is after I had already got my hotel room to stay in for the night, because I had gotten kind of tired and didn't want to drive. It's like an 8 or 9 hour drive from where I was back to my home. So he was like, "Seek," and I was like, "Yo, what's up?" And I look at him. He was like, "Can I stay with you tonight?" I was like, "Excuse me?" He was like, "Can I stay with you? Can I stay with you in your room tonight?" I was like, "Oh, hell no." First of all, I got pissed because you would even ask me, could you stay with me? Then on top of that, why would you ask me, can you stay with me, even if I was interested in you? Why would you ask me that in front of her when you can clearly see she's interested in you and she feels like we're competing and she's getting jealous? Why would you do that? So to me, their brother is childish, which I saw before then, but he's still egging this situation on. Now, what if I didn't handle myself the way I did and me and that sister got to fight? That would have been exactly what he wanted. Okay, so I'm laughing at New Nation. He's like, that's not how I heard the story. So, anyway, I'm gonna end the story there. There was a couple of other things that happened, but nonetheless, so I get back to Richmond, and again, this is a sister and brother that I was doing business with, what have you. A whole lot of things occur after that. Every time we had conference calls or anything like that afterwards, this sister would still hold on to, well, you know, Seek, I think you got issues with me from when you came down to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, sis, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, whatever happened as in the past, I'm here to do business. I don't even feel there's a need to even talk about that. But she was still harboring some type of anger toward me. I let it go. This is whole situation, because of her interest in a guy and trying to compete with me, she was telling people different stories about what happened while I was down there. Now, the whole reason I'm mentioning this now is because it's a sister issue. And, yes, it sounds like an insecure woman, definitely. But it's a sisterhood issue because, to me, I was blown by how she carried herself like that in front of a man. She was throwing herself at him. But she's supposed to be the elder, and she's supposed to be the one that's supposed to teach the quote-unquote younger sisters how to handle things. And this is what I'm seeing her do, and this is a sister that's supposedly in the conscious community. So this is why I'm saying people need to use critical thinking. This is also a brother that's supposedly in the conscious community. Now, I'm not saying this issue to call either one of them out. I'm saying this issue because sisters need to understand when you get into a situation like this, ain't no need to you stand your ground and you protect yourself, but ain't no point in going tit for tat with a sister when she's acting like that. There's no point. It's obvious that you and this other sister are on a different level, so there's no need to go there with the situation. You say what you need to say and leave it at that. So, yeah, the situation blew up. The sister told all types of different people different shit as to what happened when I was in that particular area when I came down there to visit. And because of that situation happening, and that was a lot of drama, even though I tried not to even speak on it, I never even said anything about it on a public level when the situation first happened. But every time we would have conference calls, she kept creating drama. So other people around me started looking at me funny because they thought the drama was coming from me. This situation ended up causing problems in other relationships I had with people because they were looking at me funny because this sister's telling a whole different story, and at this point I know what happened. And for me, once I tell my side of the story once or twice, I'm not going to keep repeating myself. If you don't believe me, that's fine, but I don't have to prove myself to anybody, because at the end of the day, don't nobody pay bills for me but me. At the end of the day, it's not going to hurt me if you think otherwise of me when my actions should show that I'm a just person, that I don't go around creating drama like that. So that's the story. And before I go any further, I'm going to go ahead and open up. Well, before I say anything else, Sister Earth, did you have anything else to add or pass the flowers?
No.
Earth?
Nah, I'll leave it alone.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line right quick. 562, your line is open. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Hey there, my name is Octavia, and I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
Peace, sis.
Peace.
So it's my situation's just off the wall. I'm married. I've been married for about 10 years. My husband is he's white. Mm-hmm. And he's about 25 years older than me.
Okay.
So, I mean, he married me when I was, like, 22. So now I'm, like, 33, and so much has changed. And this is crazy, but we are not intimate. We have not been intimate in maybe 7 years.
No.
Do you know what I mean? For 7 years, nothing.
It ain't new.
So I have a friend. I mean, I had a couple friends. One was just pure drama, just pure insane drama all the time, every day. But you know, I got this guy, and he's just great, you know. But it's just hard because it's like sometimes I listen to like radio shows and things like that, and I wonder, like, it sounds silly, but am I like missing out on the black experience because I date white men?
Well, I can only speak for myself. That's a whole new question, and that's a whole different topic. So my preference is not to touch on that because we're talking about goddess etiquette today. But since you mentioned something, I'll speak on my personal opinion. I can only speak for me. I'm only interested in my brothers. That's my personal preference. So I don't know. I can't tell you whether you're missing out on something because of who you choose to date. That's, you know, your decision. I don't judge people on that because, you know, that's their preference. But I'm only interested in brothers. So I can only tell you what my preference is again.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the older person probably, which is of a different race, okay, that he could have probably wanted to be with you at that young of age, at 22, to basically get your energy?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, no. He's never been like that. He's been amazing. I mean,
but
just,
you're not in him.
No, it just happened. I mean, honestly, a lot. Some of it's medical. Some of it's anxiety. You know, like we've tried all the products and those don't work on him. And I think there's a lot of anxiety there, so it's pretty much not even possible. But,
like she said, this show's about goddess etiquette. And
okay.
I don't know that we would be able to get
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's
I apologize. Okay. One quick question. When you're talking about etiquette, are we talking about, like, situations where it's just, it's appropriate to comment in the sense of, like, I don't know. Okay. I'm not explaining very well.
Right. This show is mainly about how black women relate to each other. So when I say goddess etiquette, I'm talking about how we deal with each other in different situations and scenarios.
Okay.
And how we interact with each other when a man is involved. Like when a man is trying to play two sisters or one sister is jealous of a relationship that another sister has with a brother. It's not necessarily just about relationships, but it that comes into the fold. But that's what today's show is about.
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Now, I do have a situation like that with a off and on friend for like about 15 years, just off and on, and she's a sister, and I've like known her since I was 15, and you know I never realized it, but I think apparently she was really jealous of me, because no one would really consider her attractive, but somehow she was able to sleep with all my boyfriends. And you would think that, you know, like I have a rule, you know.
What did you just say?
You said
somehow she was able to what?
She was able to sleep with my boyfriend.
You know what?
Okay,
I think a lot of women
get lost.
Hold on.
I mean, isn't that a sort of etiquette question?
Well,
like, how would you handle that?
Yes, but you said she's not that attractive, but somehow she was able to sleep with your boyfriend. That's what you said, right?
No, you're right. I said that.
Right. Well, I'm only bringing it up and pointing it out because, I'm not going to apologize to any other brothers who are in the room, but I'm just going to say it what it is. Pussy got a face, but it don't at the end of the day. Niggas will stick their dick in whatever got a hole.
Correct.
Exactly.
So I'm
right.
not going to, it don't matter what she looked like. Because obviously
right,
it was
right.
something he was interested in.
Right,
so
right, right. That's true.
I'll say that. So, again, yes, there's a respect issue between one sister, you know, messing with another sister's mate or what have you, but you also got to look at the role of what the guy did as well. You know, and if that's a sister that called herself your friend, and she did that, that's not really a friend.
I mean, it's not even so much about that, but it's like she met this guy who's now her husband, and he was just starting stuff. He was like saying that he apparently, when they were having sex, he called out my name. I've never been with him, anything like that. Just crazy stuff. And it's like, you know, I've known her longer, and she really believed that I would do stuff like that, you know, and it just sucked, you know?
Well, again, like I said, I don't want to really get into, you know, too much of that further because it's not really touching on what we're really talking about today. If that's a sister who doesn't trust you, then that's a trust issue or what have you. So,
and
anyway.
He's dreaming about you while he's doing her. That's why he's saying your name, or he knows somebody with the same name.
Again, I see y'all in the chat room. Like I said, I'm not going to mention anyone's name. So, again, interesting.
Real quick, I just wanted to throw something into the fold.
Okay.
When you're dealing with situations, especially if it has a man involved, I mean, I don't care what anybody say, and even in your situation, you know, I ain't going to lie to you, Seek, so you know what it is. But there's three sides to every story. There's your side, her side, and then the truth. But the reason why there is three sides as far as the dealing with women, in my opinion, is because, excuse my vernacular, but for lack of a better word, there's no G code. Like, we don't have the G code. I mean, in a situation like this, you know, what I know about the situation, you know, there is some stuff going on everybody's part or whatever and whatnot. But as an elder sister, at least in her head, and then as you, now there's some things, and we already talked about that you could have done differently. We talked about that. But you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there should come a point where, you know, you sit down, you should be able to sit down woman to woman, like, listen, you know, I'm not trying to step on your toes, or if you are, like, you know, I like him, you know, what's going on? Like, how come I see men do that? You know what I mean? I was raised by my father. There's a certain G code, but women, we can't do it. We don't have no G code. It's like, okay, listen, this man is obviously playing both of us, and going back to the whole comment about your weight, it may have came out of her mouth, but fuck him for saying that. He's a piece of shit for saying
exactly.
It in the first place. And so going back to the conversation is, there should be, I mean, excuse, I can't give you a conscious phrase for this, so forgive me.
It
but there should
be
a G-code. You should be able to sit down with this sister and be like, you know, this is what I feel with him, and this is what he's saying to me. Now, what is he saying to you? And now, again, don't get me wrong, your feelings might get twisted up in it because you like him or whatever, but you need to sit down and have this G code. Like, this is what is up. This is how I feel about that. And so since we don't have that, we always go at each other's neck. Like, we're competing for this one man who obviously is playing both of us. I mean, it shouldn't take you 3 years to figure it out.
I have never fought with a sister over no penis. I'm sorry. You know, that's crazy to me. It's too much of it walking around.
Me either, but I've had some sisters fight me over penis.
Oh, yeah. I've had plenty of sisters fight me or try to get into it with me over some penis. I'm like, yo, what? And in this particular situation, I'm like, yo, dude, both of y'all are in a city so far away from me. Why do you feel you have to compete with me? And have I done any? You know, I showed no interest in this guy. You know, when we were down there, what have you? So I don't even understand. You know what I'm saying? And then how you gonna get mad over a nigga that's not yours? Over a guy that's not yours?
Hey, we have all been in. I've been in plenty of situations, and you have too. Like, you may not. I always tell you, and you know, other people, like females that I know, that when it comes to a situation with a woman and her man or the guy she's digging on, me personally, I don't feel comfortable being around that man. And not because I think I'm all that or anything, but I have noticed in certain situations, especially with women who don't have self-esteem or if they're in that competition mode, that even if you don't do anything and even if the male doesn't do anything, like sometimes they're looking at you suspicious, like, you better back up off my man or something like that.
Right.
So you could have been dressed like a damn nun. If she didn't feel, if she felt like you were a threat, it doesn't matter what you dress like, what you look like, or what was going on. And so she was going to take that on you. But the sickness here, and we're talking about conscious, supposedly conscious people and conscious community, this is the sickness. The sickness is we as women are warring with each other over men who shouldn't, we shouldn't even spit on them or pee on them if they were on fire. Like, that's the issue right here.
And another thing is,
you shouldn't have to fight over no man in the first place. If that is your man, there won't be no problem. So
exactly.
This is where my issue is. Yeah, like, no offense, Seek, you know, I love you. I ain't going to say nothing. Certain things could have been handled a little differently, but the issue is it goes back to self-esteem, not being who you say you are, and then that G-code. Like, we have to, you know, one thing we can adopt from the brothers is that G-code. Like, listen, sister, I like him. Obviously, you like him. So what are we going to do about this here? Let's sip on a mint julep and talk about this. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I've seen men do it. I've seen men do it.
Okay,
maybe not,
yeah.
As,
well,
maybe
do
not as well, but
yeah,
I've seen
do
them
all
do
the
it.
Time. Right, right. They do it all the time. All the time. It's just, it's something that has been embedded within us through music and a whole lot of other things, and it goes back to love at home and your family. Like, how were you raised? You know, did
yes.
you get that attention from your father? Did your father tell you, you know, you were pretty? Because your father, as a little girl, your father is like your first love.
Yeah,
so your father is there.
But also, on the flip side, that definitely father, you know, we throw back and forth. Like, I'll be like, I
it's
don't have no daddy
too.
Issues.
It's
but on
too.
Top of having my father, I also had women in my family who showed me that, no, this Negro is not going to walk all over me. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's not going to do
right.
this, and I'm not going to be out in the street fighting some other woman over this man. Like, there's a couple of reasons in life why you should fight, but over some penis, especially if that penis ain't treating you right, no.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or in your situation, if that penis is already spoken for. That penis
yeah.
was spoken for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy the things that sisters go through because, like Irv said, there's no G-code. There's no sisterhood.
I'm sorry,
code.
I gotta come up with a conscious you know, phrase besides G-code.
Man, fuck all that. I'm sorry, fuck that conscious shit. I'm just joking. But it just is what it is. Don't nobody have to come up with a conscious phrase to describe what it is. It's just certain things that should not be done over. I'm sorry, don't fight over no penis. You know, you shouldn't have to. If that man is with you, he's going to make it be known that he's with you. And if he's trying to get with somebody else while he's with you, that's a problem. And you shouldn't be all up in that sister face unless she disrespects you. Now, if she knows you with the man and she's trying to disrespect you, then that's something you need to address with her.
And
but
see,
if
but
it's
that's
not
the
your man,
other thing. That's the other thing. Like, one thing that I've heard Pastor Flower say a couple times is the rite of passage. One
that's
thing I think
exactly
sisters,
what I was
sisters
waiting to say.
Are lacking is the fact that a lot of us have never recognized what it looks like when a man is in love. Like,
right.
I've seen my father, when my father was in love with my mother, I've seen my brothers or my friends really be in love. And so I know when a man loves me or when he's just messing with me or we're just friends. Like, a lot of women don't understand. Like, if a man puts his hands on you,
they
if a man is out there putting his thing everywhere else and y'all are not in a polygamous
you
that's not love.
You just brought up something we're going to touch after the break, too. And don't even say it no more, but you just brought up something we're going to touch after the break. But
yes,
that's the
yes.
thing. It's the rites of passage process.
It is.
And it's the fact that it's just common respect for another sister, which is also learned in that rites of passage process. So, Pastor Flowers, did you have anything to add briefly before we go on break?
Well, as I'm listening at the whole thing, that's exactly what the problem is. You know, I like to deal with the seed of the thing. You know, we talking about the tree as it done build up, but the seed is the rite of passage, and the seed is that we've got to start to understanding we're pure energy, and we got to be wondering and thinking consciously, you know, about what type of spirits and who you laying down with, what is he bringing, what are y'all going to create, because
uh-huh.
that's exactly every time you come together, you're creating something, but the something that you're creating is drama because
right.
the woman doesn't know who she is.
And sex doesn't mean he loves you, sisters.
That's right.
Just
that
because
has,
he had
for
sex
man,
with you.
Nothing at all to do with love. He doesn't, at that point, they haven't raised their spiritual selves because he's coming to you actually, you know, raping you because he's not telling you the real thing. You know, if you're just laying down for a bam, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, and walk away,
oh, yeah.
but we're talking about, you know, men telling you things, and he's telling you, I love you, and then he got a wife on the side, and then all of a sudden you and the wife and the girl fight. But he knew who he had first, you know. And we have to understand tactics, because this is tactics, again, the art of war. We have to understand what life is, what nature is. And we have to understand we are nature, and if you don't start knowing who you are, what this energy is, because babies are sexual in the womb. So we got to start really understanding what this really is and stop looking at it like the world wants you to look at materialism, material. You know, you just, men are miseducated and so are women.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to address two things that just were put in the chat room. New Nation put two comments in the chat room. First, one of them is, it all comes out in the wash.
Yes,
yes, it does. The second comment is, why is it that sisters don't stand up and tell each other when they did wrong? That sister not only got away with it but got cheered on. Let me address both of those situations. First of all, as far as my situation, the situation I was in, I did address it with the sister. I addressed it with the sister one-on-one. I didn't address it while I was in the area because I felt like the situation was a little too new. So I waited till 2 or 3 days later when I got home, and I called the sister up. And I was like, peace, sis, how you doing? You know, peace, no problem. I addressed the sister. I was like, look, you know, I understand you look at yourself as an elder, you know, and we had already previously had conversations about what an elder looks like, because I don't think an elder is an elder just because of chronological age. I think you have to age can be a part of it, but it's also more so a person's actions. What are you doing that shows eldership? So, you know, I said, you know, you look at yourself as an elder, which is fine. If that's how you see yourself, that's fine. But how is this behavior of eldership? What I saw from you, and I'm just talking, you know, I told sis, I'm just talking to you, and I'm trying to have a one-on-one cordial discourse about what happened. I saw you throw yourself at a man. I saw you, you know, putting your ass all up in this man's face and this and that. And from a younger sister standpoint, since you say that you're an elder, what are you showing me? You're showing me that in order to get a man that has a woman, first of all, that I need to be throwing myself all over him and competing with another woman. Is that what you're trying to teach me as a younger sister? I put it to her like that. Now, I got enough common sense not to go and duplicate what she did. I have enough common sense because I use critical thinking. So I wasn't going to look at her as though she was someone that was going to teach me the ropes and things. You know, I learned that part a long time ago. But the thing is, I addressed her one-on-one. Before we got on different conference calls and things and there were any issues, I did address her one-on-one. It wasn't the only situation where the sister and I had a conversation about it. But every time we had a conversation about it, she never wanted to say, I did this, or I'm sorry I did this, or she always wanted to put the blame off on somebody else. So at that point, I said, you know what, I'm going to just let it go. I'm not going to deal with it. But it kept on coming up because she kept bringing it up and kept trying to make it seem as though I had something against her or I had it out for her. And I'm like, look, I'm over that. You know, I'm at home. I'm doing me. I'm not worried about that shit no more. And so I did want to address that. In terms of that sister not only got away with it but got cheered on in it, I'm not going to touch that because, again, I said I wasn't going to mention anybody's name, so I'm not going to touch that. Brother, if you want to call in, and the call-in number is 646-716-7675, if you want to call in and if you want to address the issue that you're talking about, you know, you can do so, but I'm not going to make any comment on that second part. All I can say is, if a sister is wrong, the other sister should say that she's wrong. And we're going to go on break right quick, and I think what he's alluding to will come out in the wash, so to speak, once we touch on the next topic, which is polygamy.
Hey, can we also touch on, like, the etiquette of queens as far as co-signing on drama? If you see two queens
embattled
in drama, it's not for you to add some gasoline to the fire.
Enable.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. Oh, definitely. All right, so we're going to go on break right quick. And this song I'm going to play, y'all probably think I'm all on Jill Scott today, but that's my girl. I love her, her music, her spirit, everything. She the truth. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play something by her, and this is going to be an example of some things a man would say if he's really, truly into you. Just listen to it. It's a nice jam. We'll be right back.
Clouds, 84 degrees, he was brown, deep. Said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past lives. Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell-top Adidas. He was fresh, like summer peaches, sweet on my mind, like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm. No jacket, no umbrella, just warm. At night we would watch the stars and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red, hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonia, heaven and miles between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious. He me had me he had me tongue-tied. I could hear his rhythm in my thoughts. I was his shark, his horn section, his boom and his bit. And he was my love.
Blood rained down on me, down on me.
The rain was falling and slowly and sweetly and stinging my eyes, and I could not see that he became my voodoo priest and I was his faithful concubine. Wide open, wide, loose like boughs after collard greens. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin and landed in his lap, and us became new. Now, me non-clairvoyant and in love made the coochie easy and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling and I couldn't see the season changing and the vibe slipping off its axis. Our beautiful melody became wildly staccato. The rain was falling and I could not see that I was to be plowed and so and fertilized and left to drown in his sunny afternoon. Cumulus clouds, 84 degrees, melody.
I stretch my arms towards the sky like blades of tall grass. Some beat between my shoulders like carnival drums. I sat still in hopes that it would help my wings grow, so then I could really be fly. And then she arrived, like daybreak inside a railway tunnel, like the new moon, like a diamond in the mines, like high noon to a drunkard, sudden. She made my heart beat in a now-now time signature. Her skin a canvas for ultraviolet brushstrokes. She was the sun's painting. She was a deep cognac color. Her eyes sparkled like lights along the new city. Her lips pursed as if her breath was too sweet and full for her mouth to hold. I said, you are the beautiful distress of mathematics. I said, for you, I would peel open the clouds like new fruit and give you lightning and thunder as a dowry. I would make the sky shed all of its stars like rain, and I would clasp the constellations across your waist, and I would make the heavens your cape, and they will be pleased to cover you. They will be pleased to cover you. May I please cover you. Please.
Okay, y'all, that is my jam. That's all right, pass the flowers and your lines are open. I'm trying to figure which topic we're going to touch on first. Let's go ahead and touch on co-signing on drama first, and then we'll get into polygamy and anything else that comes up during our remaining 4 minutes on air, 40 minutes on air.
Well, I want to start off on that because I think that when you're raising children, that life presents a whole bunch of problems. And the parent is supposed to be teaching you how to solve these issues, okay? And children watch their parents solving issues. Well, if that parent doesn't know how to solve an issue, she can't really give common sense or critical thinking skills to problem solving, which is our problem. And so when you get out here in the vast universe and you meet up with a lot of things and you don't really know how to solve a problem, well, that's also saying you don't know who you really are. And so you don't know how to protect yourself. You don't know how, you know, in the Bible it says to put on the whole armor. So you're just colliding with everything, you know. And the drama and women and stuff like that, they co-sign to that instead of really stepping back and say, well, hey, he got a wife. Why am I fighting with his wife? He knew he had a wife before he knew about me. And really, you know, instead of sisters fighting, look and see that, hey, this is him.
Exactly.
Again.
But also there's a sideline community as well. Like the drama with you, Seek, and this particular sister, there was a lot of other people involved. Like, you know, and you touched on it, that a lot of your relationships changed and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, okay, it's hard while you're in this universe walking that fine line, because a part of you is like, that's my friend, I'm going to go to war for her. But then the other part is like, wait, nigga, you had something to do with this too. You know what I mean? I'm not saying right. Particularly for your situation, Steve, but I'm just saying, well, even though we did have those conversations, but it's like as sisters, if we're creating the sisterhood, if you see two sisters having an issue and you're cool with both of them, it's not on you to go back and forth, like, ooh, homegirl said this about you, and then hang up and call the other girl, oh, she said that you weren't nothing. And it's like, if you call yourself an adult, if you call yourself a sister, you call yourself conscious, it's up to you to see, to try, if you can, to say, hey, listen, y'all need to work this out, or this is wrong, this is your BS right here, you need to take ownership of it, or if you can't make a difference, you need to leave them in their own slot. You know what I mean? And so what I meant by sideline people is, you know, say in your situation, Seek, all of us were like, go down there and go to jail, you know, fight and do this. And, you know, we would be wrong. We would be taking whatever cosmic punishment for you because we were sitting there instigating it. That's the problem I have. Like, if you call yourself conscious, you call yourself trying to do things for sisters and things like that, you really need to walk. You need to walk like you talk. You need to really live that life, not just pretend and add fuel to the fire. That's my issue with a lot of it.
Right, and don't.
Because in your situation, a lot of hurtful things. I mean, besides your friendships changing and things of that matter, which is definitely hurtful. I mean, things were said about you in a public forum for not just the people that we know or the people who were dealing in the situation, but for the whole world to see. Like, you know, there comes a point where we have to take responsibility and think about what we're putting out there and what we're doing.
Right,
and
right.
That was really extremely foul. And so as people who are not necessarily in the drama but sideline, either that's your friend or both of them are your friend, it's up to you to try to do what you can to either help them come together or don't feed any fire into it. Leave it alone.
Right.
The other thing, too, is if there are, say, three sisters involved and the three sisters don't find a way to get on the line with each other, you can't pick a side.
Right.
Because you haven't heard all of them. You haven't heard these other two sisters that are coming to you telling you things all together on one line. If one of those sisters are hesitant to talk on the phone with everybody present, it's a problem.
That's true.
It's a problem because then that sister has something to hide or that brother has something to hide. I'm not even going to just pinpoint it to sisters. I'm going to say that brother or that sister, but the reason I'm more pushing more on the sisters is because what I am about and what Black Womaniverse is about is understanding who and what we are as black women. And that is a part of our sisterhood that we deal with each other respectfully and that we don't disrespect each other or overstep our bounds when we deal with each other, you know. And that situation there was disrespect all around, you know. Yeah, things were said about me on a public forum and for everybody to hear, but I know, you know, those things that were said about me, that's not how they happened. I knew those things were not true. So, you know, I didn't feel the need to, like, step out there and blast nobody out. I wanted to, but that was part of me just being mad and wanting to get back. So I didn't. I held my tongue. But I held my tongue for a long time. This situation I'm talking about, y'all, didn't just happen last month. This is a situation that happened about 14 or 15 months ago. And this is my first time publicly on air addressing it. Because it fit into the topic of today's discussion about God is etiquette. You know, how do you deal with another sister when there's a situation? And it's just certain things. There were certain things. And this situation was a learning experience for me as well, because there were certain things, as Sister Earth said, that I could have done differently. But it's a learning situation. It's a learning experience. And everybody is supposed to, you know, go through experiences and learn something from them. But I will say this. I'm not fighting over no damn penis. That ain't going to happen. I don't care what mistake I made. I'm not going to fight with nobody over no penis. I don't, come on now. Come on. Nah. No. 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 Whew. Anyway.
But that, you know, that's just the problem in our communities in a big way. You know, your situation is your situation, but it's really multiplied 1,000 times over in our communities. This is the drama that's going on. So
right.
it's a barometer that shows, you know, the state of consciousness that the community is at.
Right, right.
And
I mean,
that can't be raised until the women raise it, because
mm-hmm.
she's the community.
Right. And that's why it's important for the sisters to have these type of forums. You know, these radio shows, the, you know, the website to go to, and connect with each other on a physical level as well. You know, meeting up with each other and getting to know each other versus just dealing with each other over the internet. You don't know who the hell you dealing with when you just dealing with people over the internet. You meet them and it ain't nothing like you thought it person was.
Yeah,
this is virtual world.
This isn't
mm-hmm.
really what you think it is. You know,
right,
everything.
Right.
You know, you talking about illusions and delusions, and that's exactly what this world is.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we touched enough on co-signing on drama, did we not? Anyone
yes.
have anything else to add? Earth, did you have anything to add?
Mm-mm.
All right. Now I want to touch on a hot topic. I think this particular topic probably deserves a 2-hour session, but for now, we'll deal with the 30 minutes we have remaining. Polygamy. Sisters, first of all, polygamy works. Let's deal with the polygamy that everybody keeps touting about. They're talking about when a man has multiple wives. First of all, if a man has a wife, and there is to be a second wife that's brought into the fold, whether the first wife is a legal wife or whether it's a long-term girlfriend or whatever, if polygamy or a quote-unquote open relationship is a real one, the wife is supposed to pick who the other woman is going to be, not the man. You're not supposed to go behind the first wife's back or the sister's back and get somebody else. If that's the situation, that's because that nigga just wanted some pussy.
That's right.
First of all, I don't really get down with the polygamy shit because, and I, you know, y'all know I normally don't even go off and cuss like this on the show, but it is what it is. You know, it is real talk. I don't deal with the polygamy shit because, to me, in the conscious community, it's just put out there so that a man can have more sex with whoever he chooses to. It's not practiced appropriately, and it should be the sister's choice. And the sister should choose the man, not the man going out bringing a new woman in. That is not how it's done. And sisters should not feel pressured with that, oh, we need to build a nation, and for nation building, this is the only way. That's a damn lie. I'm just going to put it out there. It is a lie. That is not the only way to build a nation is to have polygamy. Now, I'm not saying polygamy is wrong. All I'm saying is if you're going to practice it correctly. And also know that a man having multiple wives is not the only form of polygamy. In fact, you will find a lot of cases in indigenous and ancient cultures where the women had multiple husbands, mainly because the land and the riches came through the mother blood. So, you know, people need to, sisters, I'm talking to you, sisters, goddesses, you know, queens, empresses, all of the names that encompass all of us. You need to do your own research if you are really interested in going into a polygamous relationship, and you need to do what's comfortable to you. Do not allow a man to tell you how things should be done. You find out and figure that out for yourself. If it doesn't feel good to you, don't let nobody sit up there and tell you that this is what you got to do if you're a conscious black sister that's about nation building. That's the biggest crap of bullshit I've ever heard in my life, and I'm not going to sit up here and lie to y'all and act like that shit is cool. It's not. It's not right to tell sisters that that's the only way to nation build. I'm tired of these conscious brothers going around saying that shit. Stop saying that shit. It is not true. It is not true. So, I think I've got that out. I just personally have a problem with that.
Well,
because it's like I'm seeing a lot of the younger sisters that are my age or younger coming into consciousness and still black consciousness, so-called, and as soon as you come into it, it's like one of the first things they tout. They talk a little bit about history and this and that. They do give a lot of that information, but the thing they harp the biggest is polygamy. I have never seen so much back-and-forth conversation on polygamy. And first of all, in order for you to be able to sustain two wives, I was about to say two lies, in order for you to be able to sustain two wives, you have to be able to take care of them financially, sexually, and
emotionally,
mentally, everything. And you can't give more to one than the other.
Right.
And most men are not capable of doing that.
And see, and then on top of the thing that bothers me about them is they always kick this polygamy stuff, but it's your intention. Like I said, everything in life is how you play it. But the thing about it is these brothers are saying polygamy because they are thinking about sex. Like, oh, yeah, well, I can sleep with two different women. They're my wives. It's like, nah, Negro, there is a big thing with it. Like, if you decide you want to have two wives, just like you just touched on, you have to be able to afford it, and not just financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It's not just so you can get your rocks off with a different woman when you feel like it. It turns into some conscious pimping stuff that's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, because they got the women working, and they ain't working.
Yeah, and usually the same brothers who kick that polygamy stuff don't even have no money. Like, how are you going to afford to do anything? You just want these two women to help take care of you. That's all it is.
Right, and sisters, if you are really interested in it, you need to look up polyandry, polygamy,
yes,
and polygyny. You need to have a clear understanding of what these things mean. Polygamy just means that a person can have multiple mates. It does not mean that a man can have two wives. It just means one person can have multiple mates. Polygyny is one man having multiple wives. Polyandry is one woman having multiple husbands. So, you know, if you're really going to get into it, it needs to be practiced correctly. And if you're really going to get into it, you know that it goes two ways. It's not just a man having two wives. Period. You know. Okay, I have a hand up on the switchboard. It is a private caller or a Skype caller. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, I am Black Goddess LaShonda, and I just want to call that, sister, you are speaking the truth, and guys can barely take care of one woman. They can't take care of more than one.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm trying to put on this whole player thing, and, you know, just find one woman to deal with. They can't even handle more than one. We're too smart for them. They can barely keep up with one of us.
Yeah, but to tell you that you need to be in this harem and not understanding,
mm-hmm.
he's using your energies, you know, to build himself up. But it's leaving you depleted and demoralized.
Mm-hmm. Treat us like us objects or something like that.
Piece of meat.
It's saddening because I know a lot of sisters personally who are really looking at this on the basis of nation building. I'm like, yo, if you look around in our communities, I don't see any women having problem having babies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
want to
hear that. And the fact of the matter is, polygyny is being practiced without the sisters' consent right now. So why
right.
are you trying to talk them into something that a lot of men do anyway?
Anyway, you trying
and we
to
allow
make
it people? Because we don't. We allow it because we don't really stop dealing with that brother. You can't change no brother. If this man wants to be, and I'm not saying all men are this, but if the brother wants to be a hoe, you can't change him. You can't go into this relationship, I'm going to change him. I'm going to lock him down. I'm going to throw this on him. Sister, you ain't going to throw shit on
mm-hmm.
him that another sister ain't to throw on him. If he wants more than one woman, he's going to do that. Don't keep it in your head that, oh, mine is the best. Look.
The illusion.
I'm trying.
A hole is a hole, baby.
I'm trying to keep this fire down that's coming up inside of me right now, but, yo, pussy is pussy to a nigga.
Yeah.
And I hate to put, I mean, I'm just saying it like it is. I'm talking to the sisters. I know the brother's listening. But, you know, a man is going to do what a man is going to do if that's where he is. And a sister cannot change him. He has to progress on his own where he just wants to settle down with one woman. You can't change him. So if you want him to just be with you and he's not with you, I mean just you, then either you're going to have to make one of two decisions. Either you're going to have to say, I'm going to deal with it. And stop complaining and fighting with that nigga about it. Or you will have to say, I need somebody that's just going to be for me and I'm bouncing. Peace. But don't sit there and fight with this nigga or try to change him. You can't.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Can't.
I agree with you, sister.
You know, that's what he wants to be like. You know, the thing is, the brothers need to start telling the truth about what they really want. Stop being afraid.
And
hey,
stop taking that decision from the
that's
sister.
That's the immaturity
in
the guy.
I think that's what makes it worse. And I think that's what makes it worse. A lot of men are scared to say, you know what, I'm interested in you, sister, I'm into you, I'm just not ready to settle down right now. You know, can you handle that? The sister might not want to settle down, but you
right.
have taken that decision away from her by cheating on her or lying to her.
Correct.
Stop lying.
Because that's the thing that hurts women, the
lying.
Lie.
Just be a man about it.
Right. And so when you continue, when you do this the way the brothers are practicing it, it makes you feel like they don't really give a damn about you. Because they know what they're doing. You have to know what you're doing to be able to do what they're doing. You know.
And see, this is the other thing, too. Sisters, if you're messing with, if you're dealing with, laying with, sleeping with, sharing your energy with, or your light with a brother that you know has another woman, you do not have the right, if you agree to that shit, to go call her. And speak, you know, just call her and be all up in her business. If you knew he had a woman and you were okay with that, stop acting like you didn't know. Stop acting like you're trying to take, you know, you're not going to be able to take him away from this other woman unless he wants to leave.
That's right.
If you agreed to that shit, don't act like you ain't know about her and don't act like it was an open relationship when you knew it won't.
That's right.
You knew that she didn't know about you. You know that.
You know. And that's a real deal, you know, because most of the times the wife don't know about you, the other woman don't know about you, but you know about her. So, I mean, you need to really be thinking about that. You privy to this information, he playing you, and he's telling you all, but you think he going to do better by you. Can't you see that if he's doing this with you, he'll do it with you with another person?
Mm-hmm.
All he going to do is multiply this, but then again, the delusion says my pussy is better than, you know, her. You know. And that's our, and what that is our own insecurity about our pussy.
Right, and all that man is going to do
know.
Is dip his stick in both of them. So it really don't matter. It don't matter whether you think yours is the best or it could be the best, but he still might want the best and the other one that's a little less. It don't matter.
And he do. And he do.
You know, it doesn't matter. And women need to stop thinking in their head, oh, you know, I got him. I got this on lock. If that brother truly wants to be with you, he is going to just be with you.
Right.
You're not going to have to fight with another sister over him. You're
he
not going to have to get all upset.
That.
And he's not going to take you through that if he's ready to just be with you.
Right.
All right.
And
we
have to understand that. And you know, it's important because I remember a story my daughter had told me about this little boy in kindergarten. She went to kindergarten for a few weeks. But she said this little boy said that he was her girlfriend. And she said by the next week, he had another girl. She said as the weeks progressed, he had a new girlfriend every week. And she said she had learned that in kindergarten.
Right?
We're not learning.
That's a rite of passage. We're not teaching our girls
right.
the games that can be played on them.
Right.
And so that they can know what the situation is. And what to deal with and what not to deal with. And, again, rites of passage.
It is. It's so important. It's right back to Black Wombiverse. We need to know our womb. We need to know who we are. And the men know who they are, you know, but we don't know who we are because we're letting this drama, we're the ones creating the drama. You know, but the man is too. But you got to be able to use your mind so you could look at this guy. You have to look at him in patterns, like math. And you need to, before you sleep with him, you need to kind of be around him. Watch
yes,
him in certain circumstances. You don't give up your yoni that quick.
Thank you. See, you took that thought right out of my mouth. This is the thing, sisters. Look, if a man really wants to be with you, and he respects you, he's not going to expect you to give up any pussy, yoni, snatch, kutch, or whatever you want to call it. He's not going to try to get that out of you within the first couple of days, the first week, 2-3 weeks. He may try, but he's going to respect you more if you make him wait till you are ready. And you being ready is contingent upon you knowing him and knowing that you want to share yourself with him like that. See, the thing is, we're not being taught from the jump what sex really is. And that's a thing that the sisters need to be familiar with. Sex is more than just I'm going to stick my penis in your vagina and we're going to hump and then he's going to bust and then we're going to be sweaty, take a shower, and it's done. Before I go any further, there's a caller with their hand up. 215, could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
This is Mike from Philadelphia. Yeah, I'm a brother, and I have the utmost respect for my hoe. I love her nigga bitch titties. I love her nigga bitch nipples. Nigga bitch titties. Nigga bitch ass. Nigga bitch pussy.
Wow.
I'm more about them nigga bitch titties.
Wow.
Nigga bitch titties. Nigga bitch titties.
Wow.
Did he really just go there?
Wow.
Yeah, he went there.
Wow.
That was sick, man. That boy,
wow.
He ain't never going to get himself a wife.
He might. You know, he might already have one.
Probably. More than likely.
Sorry for that lady.
But that's just, you know, the disrespect. That's what's out here.
That
but
is
then,
disrespect.
But, you know, again, these are the things that are formulated in the community, and we are birthing and not training.
You know, the funny part is that caller's line had been open for a minute. He just didn't know it, and he waited till he had the attention of everybody to say, oh, I think it's funny, you know.
Yeah, well,
wow.
Talking about immaturity and responsibility.
Yeah, you know, we have
and
a serious
knowing how to have critical thinking.
Like,
right, what point was
even,
that? What did you
we
make?
We don't have any more time to even discuss him. That's dismissed. Anyway, but sisters, be smart about what you do with your body and whom you let into your temple and who you let around you.
That's right.
You know, if the man is playing games with you from jump and you're not feeling his energy, don't just, you know, be with somebody just because you feel lonely. Maybe it's your mm-hmm. time for you to get to know yourself and become familiar with yourself, because some sisters are so afraid of being alone, like it's such a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't let him walk all over you, sisters. Don't let him do that to you. You got to find yourself a real man, not a little boy pretending to be no man. And he has to respect you.
Yeah, but the problem is we, as black women, are not, well, you know what, I'm not even going to put that out there. We need to understand that if we're going to be with someone, whether it's, you know what, you may not be ready for a relationship, but you may want to share some energy with somebody, share some time, or have a companion. And if you and that person have a clear understanding that, you know, we're not committed to each other, but we're going to spend our time with each other, and we may have sex, and if you decide to have sex with somebody else, you need to let me know before you do it, or either I don't want to know about it. If that's your agreement, that's your agreement. But have that understanding beforehand. If that man tells you, I'm not ready for a relationship, don't lay with him thinking you can change his mind because you're just going to throw it on him.
Right.
It bothers me when sisters do that and then want to sit and talk with you on the phone afterward because they're heartbroken. You allow him to do that to you.
True. That's very true.
And I'm not saying I don't sit with my friends in that situation or what have you, but the point is, at some point, we have to look at what our role has been in things that happen to us, you know.
We're the creators.
All right, well, I want to thank you for letting me talk to y'all about this, you know. And I'm glad there's someone out there helping all other women, you know. It actually means a lot to know there's other women out there who ain't letting guys get away with what they're getting away with.
Well, this show is to basically tell you everyday situation, but we're looking for solutions for improvement. And what's mm-hmm. important for the sisterhood is to be able to, you know, tell about your life. This is our path. And we mm-hmm. reach out and we help one another through this path. That's why this show is such a fantastic show. Black Womb to Birth.
It is a fantastic show. Matter of fact, I'm going to be back for show. And like I said, thank you for letting me on. And keep it up. I love the show and I love y'all.
Peace.
Okay. I do want to let everyone know that Thursday coming up, I believe it is May the 6th. On May 6th, we will have High Priest here. Now, y'all know this is a show for women, and mostly women speak on this show. And it's very rare that we invite a man onto the show, a male onto the show. But when we do, it is what I would refer to as, and what Sister the Goddess Network refers to as, a sacred male. It's a male that respects and loves the divine feminine, and has done his research and is going to come to share information with us. The reason I'm saying this is because I don't want sisters, we have gotten used to getting our information from men.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with getting information from a man as long as he is speaking truth and he's not trying to oppress you with the information that he's giving you. But we really need to learn critical thinking, and we need to get used to sisters sharing this information among ourselves. For a long time now, a lot of men have known who and what black women are, but they won't teach it to her. And if they do teach it to her, she better not go out and share that with any other black women.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it.
This is
it's
the stuff that they talk about in Freemasonry, the things they talk about in these lodges and grand lodges, and the things that they study in the Moorish Science Temple and some of Nation of Islam and Christianity and Catholicism. They know who the
and
black woman
everything
is.
Everything else. They know.
Jews know who the black woman is, but the thing is, they don't want to teach you who you are. So
right.
when we come across a male that understands who and what we are and what we're going through right now and what the Divine Mother is doing with the energy of goddesses, specifically black goddesses right now on this planet, then, you know, I'll open up the path, the airwaves, to bring the brother on and share some very important information. Now, this brother, he goes by High Priest. He is a brother that, if any of you are on my blackwomaniverse.com, You have probably seen the videos called No Dicks Allowed. Now, the title of that is hilarious, and at first you're like, No Dicks Allowed? What type of shit is going on in there? But he's talking about the fact that everything comes from the Great Mother,
mm-hmm.
that the divine feminine birthed male and female, and he has proof, documentation, and scholarship. So, you know, he will be here Thursday. If you want to preview the videos, you can find them on YouTube. I think the name on YouTube is Words That Manifest. Now, that brother is not the brother that speaks in the video, but he knows that brother. Yes, the woman is man's heaven.
Yes, and heaven's between the legs of a woman.
Wait a minute. Let's be serious. Heaven is between the legs of a black woman.
That's correct.
And that is not to disrespect anybody else out there. I'm just stating who and what we are as a manifestation of the Cosmic Mother. You know, and that's just that. If anyone has any questions or comments, we have about 8 minutes remaining. The call-in number is 646-716-7675. Again, 646-716-7675. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question. Anyway, again, Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So y'all get y'all questions ready. Go check out the video. I sent the videos out again on Black Womaniverse. So, you know, I think it's about 5 or 6 videos. Check all of them out so you can have your questions and everything ready. And he also has a lot of other videos up there that I've also posted on Black Womaniverse and are also available on YouTube under Words That Manifest. So check them out and be ready with your questions for him on Wednesday. This brother will also be a part of our panel when we do the show on womb biology and genetics, because he has a lot of information in that field. We'll touch on some of it Thursday, but he's going to be on the panel when we actually dedicate a whole 2, possibly 3 hours to womb biology and genetics, because we need to know the truth about what a fetus is, how it forms, and what gender is and where it comes from.
Yes.
And how we became to be what we are today. And what does that mean on a spiritual and a physical level? So we will be touching on that. We will be touching on that definitely. Did you have anything else you want to add, Pastor Flowers?
No. I just think that we really need to understand goddess etiquette between the sisters. And I think the way that that will be started is through the rites of passages and those that are, you know, rites of passages lasted your whole life. So, you know, to really begin to understand, to weigh things out. I mean, we can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. So we've got to change. And this is a real good key, you know, that would help us to change and help us to formulate our sisterhood and respect for one another. And then we'll learn what real goddess etiquette means.
True indeed, true indeed. All right. Well, I am done. I don't have anything else to add, but we do have about 6 minutes remaining. So let me see what we can play. Oh, you know what? I'm going to play this new one by Erykah Badu, Fall in Love. If y'all have not gotten her new CD, New America, Return of the Unk, get that. Get that. I like that CD. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this for y'all. And I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful week. And I hope to see everyone here in the chat room on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Peace.